Taiwan Mobile.
For DJW Mobile.
Butter on them. That one makes it a whole different ballgame.
Flat Bones from Sutter. Sutter, I'm sorry. My seat is sitting in the getting addressed to.
Better makes everything better, right?
The doctor makes it a lot unhealthy.
Huh? You know, can't be bright and shiny all the time, right?
You are correct. It can't be bright and shiny all the time. We're scheduled to do one in the same flight again tomorrow. That was more job. Pretty easy. Main thing is making sure nobody comes in to work the phone or there's no bucket truck. Most of the time it's smooth sailing. All you know what you gotta do is watch the cars and watch the linemen do the work.
I was going to Greer the other day, and they've been doing some construction. I forget the name of the road, but they've been messing with it now for a couple of weeks. Had a bunch of bucket trucks up there, and it just slows traffic down. But this one guy, boy, he liked it. He stopped there, the guy holding the stop sign, and I mean, he was letting him have it. And that old man sitting there holding that sign, he had a cigarette in his mouth. He didn't care. He just, he could care less what that guy was complaining about. But the guy sat there and complained for so long. I guess he'd given him down the road about something. He just turned that old sign around from slow to stop and held him there a little bit longer. So. I just laughed.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. I have so many stories I would love to tell you.
I bet. Well, whereabouts you working? Whereabouts y'all doing construction?
We are working on East Parker Road in downtown Greenville. It's in Judson. It's my least favorite place. Least favorite part of Springville. My least favorite part. That's where I got some of my ham radio stations. Since that happened, I haven't been very fond of Judson.
Be a little nerve-wracking, I guess, to, you know, so much traffic and all. But how's your mom doing? She doing all right?
She's doing okay. Something has happened that I want to discuss it with you off air. I don't want to get into that on the air right now. Some of the hands you don't hear know about it, but I've only told them in private because I would like to give it to you on that. But other than that, sorry, Chad, I don't mean to change the topic here, but I really got to think about what I'm saying on the air. I'm going to change the topic so I can get off the phone that I'm having until I can get it in private. But, do you think maybe we could plan to get together sometime and maybe hang out and play a little radio and have a little fellowship?
You haven't got you a radio yet. Do you What are you doing for HF?
Well, right now, Ted, I don't have the funeral class much. No, sir, I do not have a working radio. When I say working, I mean only the full function in the vehicle.
You know, you got that thin slice on, what is that, 10 meters, I believe, you can mess around with a tech license?
I actually do know that, and I have played around with it, but the only time I played around with it was on Winter Field Day. I can't remember exactly where, but I've made at least one contact at my position of 10 meters. I think somewhere located in Africa.
KL4NUE with KL4WWZ. Well, you're doing a lot better than me. I don't think I've ever made contact. Well, I have. I made the contact with Alexander. But, boy, he was way down low. But I have tried a couple of times, so, but just have never heard anything.
That's part of the experience. Yeah, it can be hard. What kind of antenna was it running? Are you curious?
Homebrew, dipole.
You have told me yourself that the homebrew stuff is a lot better than the stuff you could actually buy. But, I think it's called a rooster egg. If I'm correct, the one that we use at Field Day is called rooster egg. And I don't know how I made it to Africa on that antenna. But it was, I guess it was just a good day. It was 10 meter communication. Conditions were really good that day. Tail 4 took the unique drivers.
Well, I've got a mystery antenna. I like it. But I've got a fan dipole I built out here in the yard, and I don't have any complaints with it. I love it. I built it myself, you know. But I'll go out there and flat top. I keep it in a V configuration most of the time, but sometimes I'll get a hankering, go out there and flat top it, and I can do pretty good, you know. Talked with a fella in Spain a couple weeks ago. Perfect English. And, that was kind of neat. I mean, clear as a bell. That just, you know, hardly happens on HF, but I mean, it's like he's right there beside me.
That
I guess you're right. I guess that starts with the radio. But anyway, let me get on, bud. Nice hearing from you. And hadn't talked with you in a while. Bet you stay busy with work and all. But glad you threw your call out there. KL4WWZ, KL4NUE, 73 channel. Have a good day, sir. I'm clear.
Good luck, Ted. Thank you. Good. 23. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.